Folks, I'm going to start off reading from the Companion Bible, Appendix number 67. And this is all around the Songs of the Degrees. There is no difference of opinion as to the meaning of the word degrees. It means steps. But interpretations of the use of the word in this connection manifest a great difference and discordance. Some think these psalms were so called because they were sung on the 15 steps of the temple. But there is no evidence that there were 15 steps. In Ezekiel's temple, Ezekiel 40, 22 and 31, there are to be two flights, one of 7 steps in the outer court and another 8 steps in the inner court. But that temple is the subject of prophecy and is still future. Others suggest a song of the higher choir on the stairs of some high place, others in a higher key. Others interpret them of going up, the going up of the ark to Zion. Others of the going up of the tribes to the feasts. Others a song of high degree. Others prefer them to be a sympathetic argument of the parallel lines. Others that they refer to the going up from Babylon, which makes them all post-exilic. Others regard them as referring to the yet future return of Israel from their long dispersion, while yet others spiritualize all the expressions and interpret them of the experiences of the Church of God at all times and in the present day. One thing is clear, that all these interpretations cannot be correct. So we still look for one which shall be worthy of the dignity of the Word of God as written for our learning, and one which will produce and combine intellectual enjoyment with experimental satisfaction. Dr. Thurtle has called attention to the use of the definite article. The Hebrew reads a song of the degrees, Shir Hama'alath. In this simple fact lies the key to the solution of the problem, which is as simple in its nature as it is grand in its results. Now, for me, given the definite article, the degrees, I am certain that the authors were familiar with the degrees, and who would read these psalms would know what those degrees were in reference. How did these songs sound when they were presented? Were they simply read to the sound of an instrument? As in Appendix 67, there are a myriad of different explanations for these psalms. Personally, I don't think it is as complicated as some of the dialogue alludes. So with that being said, I will present these psalms to you, and I will proceed each chapter with a simple comment as to how I see the content. We're going to start in Psalms 120, and we're going to read all the way through 120 to 121 through 7. A Song of Degrees. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me, that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Now, from the Companion Bible notes for Psalm 120, verse 5, Mesech Kedar, use typically of cruel and merciless peoples, as we use the terms Vandals, Goths, Philistines. Moving right along to verses 6 and 7. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. That first one was the appeal for help. The next one, from whence the help shall come. Psalm 121, verse 1 through 8. A song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalms 122, 1 through 9. Simply put, I think here, is speaking of the house of the Lord. A song of degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Possibly a message from those that are subservient or are in bondage, steadfast faith must remain this adversity. Psalms 123, 1 through 4. A song of degrees. Unto thee lift up mine eyes. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord, our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. For Psalm 124, 1 through 8, I look at it as a measure of being protected. A song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. When the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Wow. That's pretty powerful. I would just like to have known how that would have sounded at the time it was conceived. A continuance of faith in God and the return it brings. This, I feel, can be found in Psalms 125, verses 1 through 5. A song of degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. God brings forth the good from that which is not so good. And this is in Psalm 126, 1 through 6. A song of degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. That they sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's keeping, Solomon, ask for wisdom. So, too, should we ask for wisdom and build our families in faith. This is for Psalm 127, verses 1 through 5. A song of degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Upholding and keeping faith. Psalms 128, 1 through 6. A song of degrees. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Remaining upright in the face of adversity regarding faith. Psalm 129, verses 1 through 8. A song of degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. A communication to God with the heart of hope. Psalms 130, verse 1 through 8. A song of degrees. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Israel to find the peace as David had found in the Lord. And this is Psalms 131, verse 1, 2, and 3. A song of degrees of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. As a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul is even as weaned as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. And that's a pretty strong one there. A pre-messianic hope to the temple. Again, the purposed faith and hope in our Lord. This is for Psalms 132, 1 through 18. A song of degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids. until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of wood, of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it from his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. As a whole in unity, praising the Lord. Psalm 133, verses 1, 2, and 3. A song of degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let me read that again, because that is really, really wonderful there. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. An affirmation of pursuing the faith needed in the Lord. Psalms 134, verse 1, 2, and 3. A song of degrees. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. I am going to read an excerpt from the book called The Chief Musician or Studies in the Psalms and Their Titles from the papers of James W. Thirtle and republished by E.W. Bullinger. Equally, beside the point is the reference. By later writers to the flight of seven steps of the outer court and the eight steps of the inner court. For, though these are mentioned in Scripture, yet they refer not to Solomon's temple or to Herod's, but to the yet future temple of which we read in the prophecy of Ezekiel 40, verses 21 and 31. And you know what? Let's just go to that one. I didn't write it down in my notes here, but we'll go ahead and go to Ezekiel 40, 22 and 31. Okay, here we go. 22. And their windows, and their arches, and their palm trees were after the measure of the gate that looketh toward the east. And they went up into it by 7 steps, and the arches thereof were before them. And the arches thereof were toward the outer court. Okay, fantastic. So 2 Kings 20, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Now, it is not simply going to be that you look at the sundial upon your wrist to have the answer. Rather, I feel that, again, visiting the term degrees, that we are looking at measures, possibly levels, or simply instances within a somewhat chronological frame of belief. Such as today, we ask for wisdom. Tomorrow, upon receipt of this wisdom, we apply it. And on the third day, we give thanks to God from whence it came. Actually, you should be giving thanks to God every day rather than wait until the third day to see whether or not God, what God gave you works. Thank you, folks, for weathering through the wonderful pal talk debacle here. But again, we have prevailed. No matter what happens, the Lord sees fit to get the word through to us. Father, we give thanks again for your words of love. I myself hear your song within my heart, and it surrounds me with the reverberations of a great message. We know your word to be the absolute truth. We know your word to be that which bolsters our complete existence. We know your word to be that which will usher in our purpose. We know your word to be that which bolsters our complete existence. We know your word to be that which will usher in our perseverance and bring us eternal life in the body of Christ. Amen.